That was great. Kind of, we got the R words, just kind of revive ourselves, refocus.
Do you like to stay in it or do you totally step away?
As far as what?
Football. Like, do you still keep in touch? Like, keep track of what's going on?
It's hard,
football?
Man. Yeah, it's still a season. You know, try to get a head start on New Orleans. So watch that game. Try to get a jump start. But most importantly, trying to get your body rest. And I do take some time off to kind of, because it's a long year, so you want to kind of re-energize yourself.
So Breeze started out a little rough, and he's definitely back to this kind of monstrous form the last couple of weeks. What do you think is so dangerous about him this week? Has he just been able to really turn it around the last couple of weeks?
I think a guy like that, you know, he's always a great quarterback. He could never take him for granted. He could turn it on at any given point, any series. So we've got a big task in front of us. We got to work hard. We look towards the challenge.
Rookie mentioned practice before the Chargers game. Mm-hmm. He felt was a big difference. Like, you guys were following through, getting more hands on balls. Do you feel that really was a difference maker in how you guys performed in that second half?
We got a lot of turnovers in practice, so I think that definitely played a part in the game. I think number one, we just got to keep that stinger. We just got to keep that focus. We can't wait to lose the game to have that type of urgency. So we got to know how to be a professional and, you know, along with success, be able to come out and still have that stinger.
Yeah, talk about that against the Saints and having that sense of urgency early, because you know if there's anyone that's going to hang right there with you, it's Breeze and his guys.
Right, absolutely. So we're looking forward to that, man. I know the crowd knows it's going to be tremendous for us. The Sunday night game, big game, you know, nationally televised. So we're looking forward to our fans and making house rock.
Is this too early to talk about the division race?
What's going to happen?
Too early to talk about the division?
Oh, yeah, it's too early, man. We got a good team coming in here on Sunday night. We take our business, man. You know, everything will take care of its place. So the first thing first, man, we got a good team. We can't be worrying about anybody else. So we got to take care of business home Sunday night.
Is this the most explosive offense we're
going to
see? You think?
I mean, we've been facing so many good offense, but they, you know, they do so many things well. You know, it's not a, they have a traditional West Coast type offense. They get the ball out, good protection, good receivers, tight end. So it's a good challenge for us. We're looking towards it. So we're excited.
You know, it's been a while, but what do you remember from the last time you faced him back in 08? Because they're pretty much the same offense as they had then.
Well, he's just a lot better and more experienced. So he got streaky type, you know. You know, I mean, their offense do so many things, man. So many Darren Sproles come out of the backfield. There's just so many weapons. So we gotta lock in, man. We gotta, like, you know, you mentioned earlier, we had that sense of urgency, and we gotta start fast. We can't wait till the third or fourth quarter. We gotta start the first series.
Earlier, when DJ was in here talking to you guys, he's a guy that you guys seem to definitely kind of miss in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, he's
a great guy. He's a great teammate, man. He's, you know, everybody go through mistakes, everybody go through things, but you know, we know him as a teammate, and you know what he brings, the type of guy he is. You know, sometimes people make mistakes, but he's definitely a great guy. Great guy to have in the locker room, and having his presence here is tremendous. It's just so we're excited to get him back and get him back rolling with us.
Do